Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, hello. Today's episode, Biotech Recruiter Earns Commission for Job Placements. This is Side Hustle School. This is also Throwback Thursday, our weekly segment known as Where Are They Now? Throwback Thursday / Where Are They Now? Got two names for it. All roads lead to the same purpose, which is taking a look at someone whose story has evolved since we first featured them at some point on the podcast, going way back to 2017 in some cases, when we first started. Course, every single day since then. And last week, we heard from the owner of a cycling tour business that serves visitors and locals in Vancouver, British Columbia. Today, in our latest feature, we're going to hear from a biotech recruiter originally from India who first moved to the US for graduate study. And then, after building up her business as a side hustle, Ritu recently quit her job to go full time with recruiting. So, Ritu, congratulations. That's awesome. Let's hear the story. Listeners, I'll be back at the end with a quick wrap up.
Hi, I'm Ritu. I moved to the US from India, where I pursued an advanced degree in a scientific field. After working for a company, I decided to take the plunge and start my own recruitment business focusing on biotech employees in Southern California. I've successfully turned this venture into a full-on business, earning a six-figure income. Let me tell you the story of my journey and some lessons I've learned along the way that could be helpful for someone else trying to start something similar. When I first arrived in the US, I was excited to apply my scientific knowledge and skills in the biotech industry. After years of hard work, I realized that there was a significant gap between the industry's talent needs and the available pool of qualified candidates. That's when I had an idea. What if I could leverage my expertise and connections in the biotech sector to help match top talent with the right companies? I started my recruitment business from my kitchen table, making cold calls and sending out emails to potential clients and candidates. The early days were tough, but I was fueled by my determination and passion for connecting people with their dream jobs. As my business grew, I began attending biotech conferences and networking events, where I expanded my professional network and met many talented individuals seeking new opportunities. Over time, I've learned several valuable lessons that have helped me grow my business and achieve success. One of the most important lessons was the power of specialization. By focusing exclusively on the biotech industry and understanding its unique needs, I was able to differentiate my services from other recruitment agencies and offer tailored solutions to both clients and candidates. Another crucial lesson was the importance of building and maintaining strong relationships. In the recruitment business, your reputation is everything. By being genuine, honest, and communicative, I've been able to build trust with my clients and candidates, which has led to long-term partnerships and a continuous stream of referrals. I've also learned that embracing technology is essential for staying ahead of the competition. By utilizing the latest tools and software for candidate sourcing, tracking, and communication, I've been able to streamline my workflow and provide better, faster service to my clients. Lastly, I can't stress enough the significance of being proactive and persistent. In the recruitment business, things can change rapidly, and you need to be agile to adapt and seize new opportunities. I've always believed in taking the initiative to reach out to potential clients and candidates, even when it was outside my comfort zone. It's this proactive approach that has helped me grow my business and achieve the success I enjoy today. So there you have it. My journey from a science graduate in India to a successful biotech recruiter in Southern California. If you're considering starting your own recruitment business, remember to focus on your niche, build strong relationships, embrace technology, and be proactive and persistent. Hard work makes the dream work.
Ritu, thank you for sharing your updates with us. Really appreciate that. Listeners, let me know what you think. Who you'd like to see featured from our archives of more than 1,000 stories. Got all kinds of different people from different backgrounds doing all kinds of interesting things. And if you have a question or an update for us about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Today's notes, sidehustleschool.com/2350. How about that? Episode 2350. More to come tomorrow. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. It's all completely free. No mastermind, no upsell process, all freely available and more on the way. Okay, that's all for now. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.